Arena, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a night light on for that night light is out of Philippians 3 and verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There is a poem that has brought me resilience. It was given in a speech by Theodore Roosevelt in the Sorbonne, 1910. It's called The Arena. Listen to it, and then I'll explain how it factors into this concept in Philippians 3. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold, timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. It's called The Man in the Arena. This poem by Theodore Roosevelt pays tribute to an individual who strives valiantly in pursuit of a worthy cause. He honors the one whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood as they labor in the arena of life. I was thinking about Christ in Gethsemane when he was sweating drops of blood, and I'm so glad that he went forward even when he felt like stopping. He prayed that God would take this cup from him, but then he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." And I'm glad that he kept going into the arena for me, and the least that I can do for him is to keep going in the arena as I try to serve him. So this image calls to mind the Apostle Paul's words in Philippians, where he speaks of pressing on toward the ultimate prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The Christian life isn't one of passive spectatorship from the stands. Rather, we're called to enter the arena, to stake everything on our faith and to strive with all our might to live out the gospel. We may stumble at times or faces marred by the dust of our failures and the sweat of our exertions, but God doesn't call us to a life of flawless performance, but one of perseverance. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. In the arena of faith, success is measured not by unblemished record, but by the courage to rise each time we fall. For the righteous falls seven times and rises again. May we keep our eyes fixed on the prize of God's calling, knowing that His grace is sufficient to sustain us in the fray, for His strength is made perfect in weakness. Let's pray. Mighty Father God, Lord, I know that You've called me to some hard things, and I'm asking, God, that You'd help me to persevere in the arena. Help me to not give up. Help me to keep going faithfully forward. And God, when I do fall, help me to get up seven times when I've fallen six. Help me, God, to continue on just as Your Son continued on in the Garden of Gethsemane. Thank You for His amazing sacrifice for us. Help us to follow His example in our lives after we've established a saving relationship with Him through faith and repentance. Give us a sense of Your strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.